It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330. Here's Shireen Herrera.
Yes, it is Lander Biz. I'm Shireen Herrera. We have Owen Sweeney. We're back together again.
Hello, hello.
Owen with the Lander Chamber.
Glad to have you back.
I know.
You're prettier than the other co-hosts.
I know. That's what I've heard sometimes, depending on what time of day you get me. But we are also joined by Fremont Therapy. We have Lori Ridgway and Tom Davis with us as well. How you two doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Good.
Thanks
awesome.
For having us.
All right. First off, we'll introduce both of you. Lori, real quick, introduce yourself and tell the folks what you do with Fremont Therapy.
Okay. Hello. I'm Lori Ridgway, and I'm the Director of Operations. So I am at the Central Business Office in Riverton, but I oversee all of the clinics in Western Wyoming. So we have clinics in Green River, Rock Springs, Rollins, Saratoga, and Riverton and Lander.
And Tom Davis, what do you do with Fremont Therapy?
Yep. So I'm the clinic director in the Lander clinic, obviously. Just I see patients, but also help oversee the operations at the Lander clinic.
Well, we're glad to have you for an episode of Lander Biz, where we get to dive into Fremont Therapy and what they entail. They have multiple locations here in Fremont County. And so we're going to talk about Fremont Therapy. We're going to talk about what Tom does in his free time, find out more from Lori as well. But Owen, we designed this program to, you know, kind of let people have a peek behind the scenes for our awesome businesses that are making this community thrive.
Yeah, the whole purpose of this podcast, this radio show, is to push our members out in front. That's what it's all about. So we're very glad to have you here, both of you, Tom and Lori. I should also say Tom is not just at, of course, Fremont Therapy Group. He's also one of the newest members of our board of directors. So we're glad to have him on board. We love our volunteers, and so we're glad to have him on board. But yes, that's what Lander Biz is all about. It's all about our members. So we're here to do a little bit of a deep dive. So get right to it, Shireen.
Yeah, let's break down Lander, Riverton, CBO, because we're fortunate, like Lori just mentioned, we're fortunate enough to have kind of their corporate headquarters here in Fremont County because they have multiple locations in Western Wyoming. So Tom, describe the organization. What is Fremont Therapy all about?
I think Fremont Therapy is basically, it's a family-friendly PT practice. So we treat patients from a couple months old with potentially like torticollis and tight necks to the general 90-year-old patient that wants to just get stronger and walk with their family, right? So we see everything in between that spectrum.
Team in Lander, team in Riverton, tell us about the crew.
So we have a great crew. It's a pretty wide variety of folks, from, you know, ex-Knowles students who had come from Lander just to do a Knowles course, and then they worked in Knowles, to myself. I mean, I'm from Montana, but my wife's from Lander, so I moved here. I guess, folks that have grown up in Lander their whole life and everything in between.
Well, it's good to have multiple locations in Fremont County. Mm-hmm. We talk about, you know, serving the needs of everybody in Fremont County. It's a big county. You know, it's bigger than Rhode Island. And so when you have a business and a practice, having multiple locations is so key. Owen, let's talk about the Chamber's relationship with Fremont Therapy.
Yeah, Fremont Therapy, they've been members of the Chamber for a while. It was great. I was really glad to hear from Tom when he was talking to some of our other board members, or one in particular, I can't remember who, but that's really the board's job, is to go out there and recruit other folks who they think would be good fit for our committees and for our board. And so that's really the main, you know, relationship now with Tom being on the board. But as a member, Fremont Therapy is at our collaborator level membership. That's kind of right in the middle. We have multiple tiers of memberships. And so it's all really about what the individual organization or business needs. Are you a small up-and-coming business that wants to get your name out there? We have a membership for you. If you are a more established organization that's looking at promotion, if you're looking at developing relationships, getting your name out there, really pushing yourself out as an anchor in the community, we have all different kinds of memberships that are suitable for your organization or business.
Well, I'm going to put you both on the spot, Lori Ridgway and Tom Davis, and ask you, why did you want to work at Fremont Therapy Group? We'll start with you, Tom.
So I have an interesting story. I started at Fremont Therapy as a student. So I was a PT student. I was almost done with school. I had a 12-month internship, and my wife girlfriend at the time, Allie, she was living here, and I decided to do my internship at Fremont Therapy. So I finished that 12-week internship, and they offered me a job, and I've been here ever since.
And you'll never leave, we hope. Right. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Great. Lori Ridgway, how about yourself? What made you choose to work for Fremont Therapy Group?
Well, you know, it was kind of an interesting transition for me because I've been in the Riverton community for 28 years, and so I love the community. I love Fremont County, and I've known Brent and Deb Kaufman for probably 20 years, and Deb and I worked at a former organization together, and so we've been friends for a long time, and I've always admired the organization and the people who work there. So as I got to know the people that work there a little bit more and saw all that they did with their school therapists in Lander and just examine the organization even more about, you know, they've been here 25 years and they've all the things that they've done and how involved they are in the community, and then got to know physical therapy a little bit more. I was super excited about becoming a part of the team. So
That's great.
My background is in business, and so I wanted to get involved on the operations side of the coin.
Cool. So. Very cool. You mentioned something about school. What's the word I'm looking for?
School therapist.
Thank you, yes. School therapist. Yeah. Yeah, you know that therapy word that we're talking about? Yeah. So yes. Tell me a little bit about that. What's all that about?
Yeah, so we have occupational therapists that work within the schools and the speech therapists. And they've been working within the Lander School District for how many years, Tom? They work
over
under Tom's
years.
Direction. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So really good partnerships with the schools. And we have that combination also in our Rollins Clinic. And
okay.
So frequently, I think in some of our communities, we love to serve smaller communities. Mm-hmm. And in those smaller communities, you have schools that need occupational therapists or speech language therapists that don't have enough work to employ a full-time therapist.
Okay.
And so sometimes we will partner with them at along with our clinics and work something out to where we could partner with a hospital, a school, and or Fremont Therapy so that we can serve a community need.
That's great.
So in Lander, it works a little bit differently. Tom can explain how that works in Lander.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the same premise as far as we're contracting out to the school for those students who need OT, PT, and speech language. Mm-hmm. We also have an athletic trainer on the staff, Paige Nolan. So she's basically the trainer for the high school teams.
Really?
All the sports teams.
Isn't that something?
So she works out of Fremont Therapy, but then contracted out to the high school.
And
it's great because a lot of those athletes really, they need her.
Oh, definitely. I didn't even, resource is much needed.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, we just went home when I was a kid. Go put some ice on it, kid. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, just everything we talk about with physical therapy and, you know, we'll maybe get into a few of these cases, but it's just like if you have a monthly nail appointment and monthly massage appointment, you should have a monthly PT appointment. And that's the truth. It's just self-care, and you know, prevention is the best way. So this is directly for you, Tom. What is the most rewarding case that you've had as a physical therapist, or maybe a certain ailment?
Yeah, I really can't speak to any one particular case. What I really like is just hearing the patient's backstory as far as, like, you know, where they grew up, what kind of family they have, where they're from, what they like to do. And that's what I really enjoy about the cases that I'm able to help with, because it's really about returning them to their optimal health.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times knowing their background allows me to, you know, to help the patient accomplish their goals. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's broaden a bit here, getting away from maybe the most favorite is kind of broadly speaking, what are some of the things that you treat that most folks wouldn't know? People think, oh, physical therapy, my knee, my wrist, my neck maybe, but what are some things that a physical therapist or occupational therapist treats that the average Joe might not expect?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing and I help with this population is dizzy patients. So patients who get dizzy in bed, and a lot of times that's because they're having positional vertigo. So it's said that the crystals are dislodged in the inner ear.
Okay.
So that's positional vertigo, and I can help with that.
Huh. I have vertigo, severe vertigo. So I'm going to see Tom. I've already talked to Lori about this, but mine's not positional. Ka-ching, mine's 24/7. So,
gotcha. And certainly there's some things that we can help with patients that are always dizzy.
But, you know, you do help with the vertigo and the pelvic pain, which is, you know, something a lot of people don't know about as well.
That too, and orthotics. So we do custom orthotics. So folks that have arch pain or foot
no
pain,
arches.
No arches certainly can help with some inserts that will help realign some of the arch pathology there.
Oh, neat. Yep.
That's what I love about Lander Biz, and you can find more on Lander Biz at county10.com. Just search Lander Biz or the Lander Biz Show. You'll find all the podcasts, but refer this to somebody you might know that maybe is, you know, dealing with vertigo or even stress. PT can be a wonder with stress. Also, just getting stretched. I talked, you know, about having that monthly appointment. I mean, just the stretching alone that they can help you with is so, so beneficial as we age and as we get older. So I love finding out this stuff, Tom. So thank you.
Yeah. You said referring the show, but talking about referring, can a person self-refer to a PT, or do you need a doctor to refer you to services?
Yeah, a lot of patients can come in direct access, and that's kind of what we call it. Basically, patients can either stop in or give us a call and get on the schedule. Some insurance providers like Medicare and Medicaid, they do require a document signed to allow Medicaid, Medicare, you know, TRICARE, all those policies for them to reimburse PT services.
Okay.
We do free consults. So you can always stop in for a 10-minute consult, and that's free, and always happy to help those folks that want to do that too.
Does that involve the pool service? Or?
There you go.
Do you really have pools?
Yeah, we have pools.
Awesome.
At all of our clinics. So. And it's heated, so it's therapeutic, 94 degrees.
Oh, nice.
I need some of
that. Sometimes people, like, they understand. If it's 93, they let me know. It's like, it's a little bit too cold. Or if it's too hot, 96, they know 94 is about right.
Wow. I like it.
Impressive.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about that, because obviously, from right in the front, you may not know everything that's offered at Fremont Therapy. So let's break down some of the offerings that you guys have with Fremont Therapy Group.
Yeah, so pool, number one, I mean, that's always a good thing, because you can help patients out with low back pain, people that just want to get in and move and stretch in a kind of therapeutic environment. Obviously, a lot of our patients are post-op, so they had surgery, whether that's total hip, total knee, rotator cuff, all those things that we can help with, anything with the wrist and hand.
Well, when you talked about children, you help kids.
Yeah, yep. So we see pediatrics, essentially. Like we talked about, it can be a month old and they could have torticollis. That's when you're having basically tightness of neck muscles because they lay in.
How do you work on a baby?
Just gentle stretching. Yeah, wow. Just passive stretching. It's a little bit intense as far as making sure you're comfortable with that population. To the patient that just needs general conditioning as far as balance and things like that. So, yeah.
My next question would be, what's the most common misconception about physical therapy?
Course.
What are some of those myths that, or things that you always encounter with people?
A myth would be that we just do massage and that's all we do, right? Or we just do exercise. So I always tell the patient, you know, I'm going to diagnose your impairments and pathologies and things that I can help improve. That's the number one thing, looking at that, and then looking at your functional deficits as far as what things you want to get back to, as far as your goals, what do you want to do with your family, or what do you want to do recreationally. Aside from that, you know, we do some manual therapy. We do exercise that's for that pathology that's going to improve, right? So it's a combination of manual therapy. Education's a big thing, right? So a lot of patients don't understand what's going on. So just educating them, okay, this is what's going on. This is how I can help you. This is how long it's going to be before you get better. I mean, that's the primary thing that patients want to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's hard to grasp sometimes that it's going to take a little bit of time. And, you know, with PT, you know, it's not that instantaneous pill fix, you know, sometimes. Yeah. And so you really do have to go in there with an open mind, and I think, and really allow whoever your PT is to be able to guide you through those steps.
Well, there's so much more, at least in my experience, because I've had, actually years ago, I had a rotator cuff injury and it was treated at Fremont Therapy Group. And I've had other injuries as well. before coming to Wyoming and since. And it definitely seems, you know, hearing from you and hearing from other therapists in town and in the county, that there's much more of an emphasis on educating the patient. It's not just, hey, just this is, I'm the expert, I know what I'm doing, you just do what I tell you to do. And that just is not, that doesn't exist anymore, at least not in the folks that I've run into here. So it's great. And so when you know what you're getting into, how long it's going to take, no, they're not trying to, you know, they want to keep me here for 3 months because they're just trying to milk money out of me. It's like, well, no, actually, that's how long it takes your body to heal. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, if you cooperate with the exercises,
right,
it might even shorten your time, right?
Yeah, that's the thing with these, you know, basically it's chronic pain patients who have pain for 20 years, right?
Yeah.
And the biggest thing is educating them on how our body interprets pain, right? There are certain pathologies that cause pain, but over time the body heals, right? Within 12 weeks after an injury, most of our tissues heal. Mm-hmm. But why are we still having pain? It's because the sensitive alarm system. So some of those things are, you know, kind of higher level, but the biggest thing is educating the patient why we're having pain and people. And when they understand that, they can start to get better, right?
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Let's mention where both locations are for Fremont Therapy. They have multiple locations in Western Wyoming, which makes it really nice if you travel or, you know, have family in other areas too, to recommend Fremont Therapy Group. But where is the location in Lander, and where is the location in Riverton?
Yep. So in Lander, it's out on Highway 8168. Sorry, I get the address.
It's 8168, like 789. It's a lot of numbers, but when you come into town, it's by the First Interstate Bank there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so going to Riverton and be on your right side. There's a big sign that says Fremont Therapy.
Yep. Just in case somebody's can't listening, I'm just throwing it out there. But in Riverton, you guys are on Sunset.
For our blind listeners.
Hey, now.
It's right on Sunset, right next to the hospital.
Awesome. All right. Well, Fremont Therapy joining Lander Biz. And we want to talk a little bit about insurance, too, real quick. If somebody has insurance and questions, if they call and ask, can your folks at the front desk help them find out if they are covered?
Yes. Yeah.
Easy, simple.
Great. Easy. Yep. We know all the insurances and what is required for them to get covered through PT service. So yeah. So all of our front desk folks can help them out. So.
Well, you seem like you're a really nice guy, good looking guy. Got to go see Tom Davis at Fremont Therapy Group. And Lori Ridgway, she helps at the corporate office, the CBO in Riverton. Do you get any visitors there, or if people come in to pay bills or what?
Yeah, and that's the team that really tries to assist our patients so that they get the most out of their insurance coverage. You know, they most of our patients, you know, they work hard to pay for their insurance coverage, and we try to assist them at getting the most out of their insurance that they should get, right? So we deal with insurance all the time, and we will talk to them about their deductibles. We'll talk to them about their, you know, what they need to do to communicate with their insurance company. If they need some help, we'll try to help them out, because it gets awful confusing sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I work with a lot of the folks that help them with those kinds of things.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Is PT or OT, is it expensive?
I don't, you know, I think my answer to that would be no.
Okay.
Because I think really with regard, when you think of how much PT can save you with regard to one procedure or going through an expensive surgery.
Yes.
When we look at all of the things that we can do with preventative things and really empowering a patient to be able to stay out of like one procedure, it's minimal compared to what one procedure would cost you.
Yeah,
she's a believer. She definitely is a big advocate for physical therapy. We were talking about expecting mothers, or, you know, those, maybe a young gal that's listening that, you know, in the future may have a child, or an older lady that may have a child, and about being proactive in seeing a physical therapist, you know, right away, to have, you know, a one-on-one moment, but have somebody help help you and guide you through that. And you mentioned in your own personal experience that helped.
I think really there are two things about PT that I think are really helpful. It's a one-on-one relationship. In all of our clinics, we really see to it that each patient gets some one-on-one time with their PT.
Great.
And so things like, you know, pelvic floor type of things for urinary incontinence and things with like someone post-delivery. Mm-hmm. There are opportunities for a woman to work, you know, one-on-one with their PT and maybe ask questions that they're uncomfortable asking someone, you know, they get a chance to talk one-on-one. But then they find out too, you know, the opportunity to do exercises, follow up on their own. It's very empowering. And then they get an opportunity to continue that and be saved from really expensive procedures and things that they may try on their own because they haven't really been educated to know what they can do on their own.
Helps with the recovery.
Yeah. Well, I have, you know, I mentioned before my rotator cuff injury, I had that exact thing and it was great. It was so nice to see the doctor and the PT provider working together because he said straight up, he's like, look, Owen, I could, you know, that's what I do. I could cut you open and, you know, do my thing. But he's like, honestly, what I do for you isn't going to give you much more strength than you have right now. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you to a physical therapist. And it's exactly what you said.
Well, and we talked to, we were in Rock Springs talking to quite a few of the OBs down there last week with some of our PTs down there. And the physicians there said, you know, I honestly don't have time to meet with my patients that many times to see them through that stage after they've given, you know, after they've delivered. And it's great to be able to work with a PT and say, this is the kind of coaching that they need. And they, you know, helping them understand the muscle structure and how to work through this time after they've given birth. And they love that they have PTs that'll help them through that time.
That's great.
So, and then they teach them how to take that on to the next level themselves, you know, after about, you know, 3 months.
Perfect.
And so it's a handoff, so to speak, and then they work with their physician, and it's a great thing for the patient. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're listening and, you know, that might be a situation you're in, you need to set that PT up for, you know, following. Everybody plans their, you know, pregnancy and get that. We'll keep that top of mind, too, about, you know, seeing that PT and helping with the recovery. Tom Davis, physical therapist, Fremont Therapy Group. One last question. I want to know, new equipment. What's the talk in the PT world? What kind of new robots? Da Vinci, robots. What's going on in the PT world with the advances?
Yeah, robots that help you dance. So there it is.
Lessons.
I like it.
I think the biggest thing for me, at least, you know, the dry needling is a great thing for muscle tension. It's kind of a short
And you guys
term.
Do that there.
Yeah, dry needling is a great technique for muscles that are tight or joints that can't move. And it's kind of a nice way because it influences receptors in the muscle versus actually just like massage. So it's a little bit different in that regard, but patients, they like the result. Sometimes it's a little bit painful. It's a sensory experience, I call it.
Needles. So, yeah, it's painful. It's, what do you expect, right?
Yeah, it's a sensory experience, I call it. But it works out pretty well as far as the after effect.
Were you ever scared of needles as a kid or anything?
No.
How big are the needles?
It depends on the size, but average, probably like 3 inches.
Yeah, do they go all the way in?
Yeah.
I'm really fascinated with the dry needling. I want to get some done.
Kind of wild stuff.
So all the way into the muscle.
Yeah. Using this as my own consultation.
I could tell, yeah. Well, it's all right.
No, I do love hearing about the
fringe
advances.
Benefit never hurt anybody, right?
There you go. The advances are great, and to know that Fremont Therapy Group is offering the dry needling, to find out about the pools, too. Like I said, it's not something that you necessarily see right when you walk in or know, and so to have those resources and that information. So thank you so much, Tom Davis, PT, Fremont Therapy Group. Lori Ridgway, Director of Operations. You can find her at the corporate CBO office, which is in Riverton as well. So thanks for what you guys do for Fremont County, but thanks for what you do for Western Wyoming as well, to have multiple locations. And thanks to you too, Owen.
Of course.
Lander Chamber, the volunteer fair was awesome.
Brewfest
coming up.
I want to thank Fremont Therapy Group for being a sponsor of our volunteer fair, and just an example of how the folks at Fremont Fremont Therapy Group are getting involved in the community. As I mentioned before, Tom is on our board at the chamber, and as a recent sponsor of our volunteer fair, they're trying to make these events come to you, come to the people out there. And that was a great first step. We had over 20 nonprofit organizations there. People came in on Saturday between 10 and 2, and a lot of the organizations were able to get a lot of names and a lot of potential volunteers to be a part of their organizations and to help them out. So we're really thrilled at that. We wanted it to be a good first step, and it was. It was a good first step.
Awesome.
And so we think it'll have a bright future here in Lander. I want to thank the both of you. I want to thank MJ Green with the Lander Community Foundation. She was a great partner on that. So thanks also to Rocky Mountain Power and also to Westward Heights for their sponsorships as well. It was a great organization and just another example of the business community coming out on behalf of the nonprofit community.
It's another episode of the Lander Biz Show. We're featuring Fremont Therapy Group with locations in Lander and Riverton. I'm Shireen Herrera, Owen Sweeney, Tom Davis, and Lori Ridgway. And you guys have a great rest of your day. You guys can say goodbye if you want.
Ciao.
Ciao.